Just fantastic. Here we are live over the internet radio, BBS. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Monday, August 3rd, 2020. Monday meaning a wild card. We do not know what's going to happen. I heard yesterday that possibly Dr. Ging is going to be in on the show tonight, but time will tell. We are early on the air, 8 minutes early. If you're listening in early, thank you for being here. And we wait for more people to show up, as this is a simulcast, as usual, with a conference call. When you hear a ding, that's somebody calling in. When you hear a dong, that's somebody hanging up. So let's wait for more dings and wait for Winfrey to call in here as well. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song from Trevin, a friend from Southern California. It's called My Love. So I just saw a white dove flying by here, and I think she landed on the roof.
Yeah, I did.
Hello, Grandma White Dove. Welcome.
Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Antonio.
Hola, Antonio. Welcome.
Hola. It's Antonio in California. Capoosh.
Excelente.
Capoosh.
I looked up the word capoosh, and apparently it's some kind of knife block where you put your knives in.
All right.
And I started laughing.
Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio, everybody.
Hello, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
Somebody asked a question asking, how do I clean my capoosh?
I don't know.
All right, and if you just joined in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Happy Monday.
Hi, BBS.
And welcome to the next caller. Please say a name and location.
Mary Eileen in Cincinnati. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen. Welcome. Yes. And I heard another line join in. Welcome. Feel free to say a name and location.
Positive greetings, live from Sedona.
Hello, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
And two more people joined in. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Don.
And I think I heard Wanda. Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Wanda. Nice for having dinner.
Wanda.
The mice are having dinner. Yes, Wanda, it's your phone line is having some fuzzy time.
Is it? Okay.
I can mute you. You can mute yourself.
I'll call back in.
Someone else, you're in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name, location.
National.
I didn't pick up on that. I heard somebody talk. Say it again.
I said, I don't think it's her phone. I think it's the international connection.
The international connection.
It's Wanda's phone.
Yes, but yeah, let me mute her so we can tell. Yeah, when I mute her, then it disappears. So, yes, it is her phone line. It could be, like you're saying, it's maybe not there local at her house, but it's coming from her line. Good evening. More people tuning in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome to you, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody. Hi. Hello.
I think I heard another ding.
And the ding dropped out already, I guess.
a dropout, didn't you?
And there she is back. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, isn't everyone? Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to
hi,
you, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
Uh-huh. Three for Ohio. Not that anybody's counting. Wanda, I watched that video you sent me the email for. Max Eichen. Watched some of this stuff years ago.
Hi, it's Judy in California.
Hi, Judy. Hi, welcome.
Judy.
Welcome. I wanted to... Is that
hi,
Wanda?
Judy.
Hi, everybody. Is that Wanda whose friend had a terrible burn problem?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I just want to tell her. I was thinking of her. I'm glad she's on the call. Lauren's friend, Duane, D-U-A-N-E. I met him the last couple days here in California. He showed me pictures of a terrible burn situation from somebody who got healed with something called a Spectralight. So from Lauren, you might want to get Duane's number, and maybe it can help your friend.
I noticed that Wanda, she hung up. Just before you started talking, apparently. I don't see her any longer.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe if she's on, if I'm not on, if she could contact Lauren, who's friend Duane.
All right, all right. Two more people turned in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Roger.
Who else?
Hello. Judy, Dr. King's going to be on tonight.
Oh,
oh
awesome.
He just left our area.
All right.
I know it.
Is it Wanda, are you back here?
Yep, Wanda again.
Right, now you have a clear line.
Wanda again.
Judy wanted to tell you, share something with you. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
So,
You want me to tell
go ahead? Him? Yes.
Wanda, I met some beautiful people this week when Dr. Ging was here, and one of them was somebody who came to see him named Duane Soper, lovely guy. He's Lauren's friend, but he just so happened to show me something. He showed a girl a picture, supposed to heal many things, but he showed me a girl's picture who had terrible, terrible burns, and she was healed completely, almost unbelievably, through something called a spectrochrome or something. It's a light. It's simple. It's not expensive. So you could find this out through Lauren, who's on the call usually, or somebody will give you his name or number or whatever. It's his friend, Duane, who knows about this light that heals burns. And I thought of your friend right away.
Okay, I'll look into it for her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Wanda, do you have Lauren, his contact information?
No, I don't.
Okay, so just send an email to Wynn and tell him this, that you heard from Lauren's friend, Duane, that you want to get in touch with him.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And welcome to all the folks on BBS Radio. Good evening to you. Welcome. Someone else join in. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Pauline from New York.
Who is this from New York?
Pauline.
Aileen. Welcome, Aileen.
Pauline.
Your sound is muted, but welcome to the call.
Pauline.
Welcome, Pauline.
Hi, Pauline.
Thanks.
Are there any dolphins around over here?
Only one.
Only one. Hi, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Debbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello, Antonio.
Yeshua.
Hi, guys.
Yeshua. Did he take Irene out for a go-kart spin today?
Oh, it's not my go-kart, so he's very selective. He let me do it once. And then I went down because I wanted to do it again, but he had friends with him, and so he didn't say anything, but I would have hopped in a hot minute. Yep. Yeah, they're young. I got three young boys downstairs, and boy, they keep it lively around here.
Are they family?
Mm-hmm. No. First time out was their own apartment. They're all roomies.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Party every weekend downstairs.
Right.
So you're going to have to buy your own go-kart.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. He got it for free. Somebody gave it to him.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice, huh?
Yeah.
First, you have to buy yourself a headset.
Oh, actually, it sounds so cool being loud like that.
Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Christopher Ging.
Christopher Ging. Thank you so much for being here, Dr. Ging.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Ging.
Welcome.
Hello,
Dr. Ging. Hello, Christopher.
If I had the tools, then I could probably build myself a go-kart.
Dr. Ging, it's Judy. I'm on the call, too. If Wynn or Terry want me to say a few simple words of our experience, I'd be glad to.
Great. Yes, you know me, Judy. Thank you.
All right.
It's Wynn and Sedona.
Hello, Wynn. Welcome.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Dr. Ging's on the call, and Judy's on the call, and she's willing to say a few words.
Okay, we're going to start in just a minute. Hi, Dr. Ging.
Hi. Yes.
Did you find a good rest area?
Yes, yes.
Hey, listen. I want to announce to all of you. The more I know Dr. Ging, the more far out he is, and the more of a space, the more human he is. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't be negative.
I'm not being negative. Hey, listen, I had to get over being human. You know, the thing about it is, you know, when you exalt somebody, you make them not human anymore, and it's harder for them, actually. It's much easier for someone when everyone knows they're human, and then they do far-out things, okay? Because it's easier. You don't have to live up to a reputation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I would not want to live up to Dr. Ging's reputation. He can have it.
Welcome, Raiden.
Yeah, thank you. I got so excited to unmute myself, I hung up.
And Raiden is doing a great job helping Dr. Ging, helping to keep his appointments, helping to keep him grounded.
Right.
And so, thank you, Raiden. Okay,
and I'm
doing a great job, helping to keep Raiden grounded.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna start. Just one second, okay? I'll be right here to do this. And everyone on BBS. You're listening on BBS Radio. Don't be patient. Dr. Ging is one of the most far-out people on the planet. And he's been doing amazing things in terms of healing. We had him on two previous Mondays. And maybe he'll do some... last time he was on, he actually did a reading on someone, which I didn't know he could do. I'm Helen. Helen, are you there, Helen?
I am.
Yeah. You think you could? Can you talk without giggling, Helen?
No.
All right, forget it. Don't say anything then, okay?
He is phenomenal. That's all I can say.
Okay, now you can giggle. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Bonnie in California.
Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Hey. Welcome.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hey, Bonnie, guess who's on the call tonight?
Who?
Dr. Ging.
Oh, hi, Dr. Ging.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad.
Dr. Ging, I want you to know, Dr. Ging, that she used to own a bar.
A bar and restaurant.
A bar and restaurant, right. I'm so bad. Okay.
It's okay. I can take
it. One's a barkeeper, yeah. Always a barkeeper.
Yeah, I was kind of like a Mae West. I like to think of myself as a little Mae West, you know?
Judy's experience with Dr. Christopher Ging.
We're going to get to it. You know, Mae West used to say, she said, "Are you glad? Is that your hand in your pocket, or are you glad to see me?"
I know. She was one of a kind, I'll tell you.
Do you remember that?
Yes, she said happy to see me.
So happy to see me. All right. All right. Same idea.
Here's a direct quote.
You know what? Anthony, Antonio?
Yes.
You're not old enough to know who Mae West was.
Look her up.
Mae West.
This will be better tonight if you look her up.
Okay. I'll bet even Christopher doesn't know who Mae West was.
I don't, yeah.
No. She was an actress. A Western in cowboy movies. You know what cowboy movies are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have in Texas.
Texas, yeah. They don't have cowboy movies in China, do they?
Nope.
He's not from China.
Taiwan.
But they have shogun movies, right?
Yeah.
And ninja movies, right?
Right.
Yeah. So the cowboy movies were the American version of ninja movies, I would say. Hang on, I'll be right here.
Well, I thank everyone for being here, and I wish everyone a happy Monday evening.
Happy Monday.
And right after this call, this show, it will be 7 p.m. Pacific. We go over to our Whole Planet Healing conference call, which we do every day at 7 p.m. And the phone number is 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. Bless you. You can also find this information at wholeplanethealing.com.
Oh, thank you.
712-770-4340. Access code 250-513-pound.
And I'll be getting off of this call early so you can greet people.
Fantastic. Thank you for doing that, Antonio.
Yeah.
No problem. I like doing it.
Fantastic.
I like the energy from all the people.
Right, right.
All the love.
Yeah, we're blessed to have this the projects that Wynn has founded and that we are all part of.
Yes. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Elohim.
So, Dr. Jing, are you comfortable?
Yes. Yes, I'm
all right.
I'm parked by the side. I'm parked by the freeway. I'm listening.
Yes.
And it's my privilege to participate in such a wonderful session.
Awesome, awesome. Now, when you do the hands-on work, does it take a lot out of you, energy-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You get tired after doing a few patients?
No, not very tired. When I was working, the angel of God energized me, so that helped me.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah.
Right.
But it does take my energy. But I'm not so tired. No, I'm not tired. Yeah.
All right. Good. Good.
Okay. Hi.
Muted.
It is the 3rd of August. I'm going to start the recording, and then I will unmute Dr. Ging.
The recording has started.
Hey, everybody. This is August 3rd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, Arizona. And, of course, if you're a regular, you know, this is what we call our wild card night. And sometimes we have group discussions. Sometimes we play replays with the Elohim. And sometimes I have a guest. And tonight is, I think, one of the most special guests we've ever had. And we've had some of the best. As you all know, we've had some. I don't look for guests. I don't look for them. If somebody calls me and they say, I want to be a guest on your show, chances are I won't let them. I'm not interested. Because I got to the point where the work that we were doing was more important than almost any guest that I could have on to talk about what they were doing. And no offense to people that do great things, but nonetheless, usually they don't know what we're doing, but they want us to be interested in what they're doing. And Dr. Ging, I met him. He didn't look for me. I didn't look for him. But I saw he was giving a talk in Sedona, and I got an email notice. And I'm sensitive to vibrations, and I could feel a vibration when I got that notice. And I said, I wonder what this guy does. Because normally, I very rarely go out to any talks in Sedona. And there's more talks in Sedona per square inch than probably any city in the country. Because this is like a mecca for New Age healers, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't go. Because usually I don't say this egotistically. I say it honestly, that the work that we do embraces a lot of other work. And if I say that, it makes it sound like I'm egotistical and I don't appreciate someone else's work. But I do appreciate other people's work. But unless I think it's something that can help you, I'm not going to put it on. But I saw Dr. Ging's email, and I said, this guy looks really interesting. And then I invited Raiden and Dawn and Terry, and we all went to see him. And actually, afterwards, I said, you know, I think you're doing something special, but you did a terrible presentation. You remember that? You remember that, Dr. Ying?
You told me what to say next time.
So I thought he'd never talk to me again. But then Raiden and Dawn and Terry all had sessions with him. And we talked last week about what he does in his sessions. And not to say that I completely understand it, which is good, because if I understood it, I'd be doing it myself. So I don't understand it. But I do know he is very intuitive, and miracles happen around him. Things of healing happens. And, you know, I told the story last week, and I'll just tell it very fast. He had studied in Beijing, China. He studied acupuncture. He studied Western medicine. He got a PhD. And then he started a practice. And, you know, I meant to ask you this, and I didn't. Why did you choose to leave Taiwan? He was actually from Taiwan. And why did you choose to leave Taiwan and go to Texas to start a practice?
Well, because sometime my fiance's father, he said, if you want to marry my daughter, you need to go to the United States to get a degree. And I told him, I said, well, yeah, I can, but I don't have money to go to the United States. But he said, well, he said, I'll give you money if you can take my daughter to the United States to earn a degree there, and then you can marry my daughter. I said, okay. So he gave me $5,000. So I took her daughter, I took his daughter, and to come to TCU, Texas Christian University, where I earned my MBA, also my software engineering degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my green card. So I married his daughter after a year, even before I graduated, just out of the last semester. That's why I came to, because somebody challenged me to see where I can survive to get a degree in the United States, and I did it.
Did you meet her in Taiwan?
Yes. We were engaged at that time, but we're not married.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get married last semester of the program.
Good. I'm glad you explained that, because I couldn't understand how you ended up in Texas, you know?
Well, because at that time, the TCU, about 90% of the students, they work on campus. And I didn't have money, you know. I only got $5,000 for my future father-in-law. But I worry about if I spend all this money and have to pay tuition. So TCU, they offered me a job. They offered me a scholarship, so I can work for a professor, and I can make like $200 or $300 a month. So that can really help me so I won't be so panicked about the finance to go through the MBA program or the software engineering program. So I was watching the professor while going to school in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And at the time, you identified with being a Catholic, right? If you want to admit it.
Yes.
If I ask you a question that you don't want to answer, just say, I prefer not to answer that, okay? So it's okay.
I was Catholic at that time. I was Catholic, but I went to TCU. The TCU, they have BSU, the Baptist Student Union. So I was in those...
It was a Baptist university.
The Baptist Church. We had Baptist University. Yeah, that's right.
Right. Okay. And then when you graduated, you got a job at, was it General Dynamics?
Yes.
And you worked as like an engineer, right?
Software engineer.
Software engineer. And how long did you do that?
For about 6 years.
6 years. But you were also trained as a doctor, right?
No, that time I wasn't. No, that time I was not a doctor. I was just, I'm just some engineer. So I saw the F-16, the logistics support program. They had problems because the software was designed for U.S. Air Force only. But then later on, the General Dynamics, they found they could sell the F-16 to Japan, Singapore, Taiwan, Norway, Finland, so many kind, Pakistan, so many countries. They can make a lot of money. So they, but that original software wasn't designed to accommodate so many different versions. Because the U.S., they don't sell the F-16 100% technology. They only sell like 60%, 70% of technology to Japan, maybe for Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So anyway, every country, the 16 is not the same. So that, anyway, the software has to flexible enough to accommodate the changes. You know, the technology, the different technologies. It's different parts, you know, even the different, to maintain F-16 in Japan is different from the maintenance program in the U.S. Air Force. So they different. So anyway, yes. The initial software cannot accommodate the differences, you know, so that program is obsolete. The software became obsolete. So I was... the point to solve the problems, you know, to see whether to accommodate.
To adapt the software to the different countries.
Yeah, different countries, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Now, you know, I don't think you know this about me, but I went to Berkeley, University of California, to be a physics major. And I thought I was going to be a professor, okay? And because when I was in high school, when I was young, I was all interested in electronics. And I used to have, do you know what ham radio is? Amateur radio?
No.
Well, people have, it's for the general public. And there's certain frequency bands that are assigned to it where people get licenses that allow them to go on those bands and talk to people in other countries that have that license. And so they're always talking to strangers. And it was very exciting when I was in high school. And I was building transmitters in my bedroom. And from scratch, I was drilling them out and soldering them and following schematics. And I thought I had an aptitude for that. And that, so it should be my career. And then I went to Berkeley. And have you heard about Berkeley? The University of California at Berkeley?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
You know, it was a very, It was a prestigious college. But I went there when all the students were demonstrating about getting out of Vietnam and civil rights. And then I got caught up in that. And then I started writing songs. And I said, I wanted to change the world. And I thought I was going to do it through music. And then I changed direction. And I'm not going to tell all my stories, but just that we have that in common about having some kind of technical background, you know? And, but you were, as I understand it, you were in working for General Dynamics, and then you decided that it was boring and you wanted to help people, and you became a doctor, right?
Well, yeah, the program, the exercise program is very, it was very challenging. It's very interesting. And, but I rewrote the whole system, you know, within less about 12 months. I wrote the whole system because that the original design software, it wasn't able to adapt to the different countries, so many countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to rewrite to make the software so flexible they can adapt to the different countries, you know, not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I finished about within 12 months, and then I get bored because it's not challenging anymore. So I said, well,
yeah.
I don't want to just sit there, you know, doing the FSIS team program for the rest of my life. So I asked the God, what should I do to make my life shine and I a more meaningful, more productive life? So God wanted me to help people, to heal his people. So he wanted me to go to medical school. I didn't think I can do it at that time. I said, God, I go to medical school. I said, no, I cannot do that. That's too much. That's beyond my capacity.
But you did it.
But,
right?
But God, he said, he'll be with me. He will be with me. Do not be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
I said, God, I don't want to kill people. As a doctor, if you misdiagnose or you put wrong prescriptions or you cut people, you do operation, you can kill people. But I said, I don't want to, God, if I kill people, it will bother my conscience. I don't want to do that. And because, so I was afraid, and also too much studies. I don't know I can study that, go through that program. You know, I just feel too. It's like climbing the mountains. It's beyond my capacity and my gift. I just don't. I never imagined to be a doctor. I never. So I just feel too many obstacles, and I don't want to do it. But God keep encouraging me. He said, I'll be with you. He said, Christopher, I'll be with you. The day you go to the medical field, I'll be with you. You will not cure anyone. And I will direct you. I will guide you. I will bless you.
So where did he go to school? Where did you go to school? Medical school.
Well, I went to the Fort Worth orthopedic. They call it the Texas College of Orthopedics. The DO program. They call it Doctor of Osteopathics. Osteopathics program for biomedical science.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to went to China to study the integrated medicine, that integrate the biomedical science with the allopathic medicine with the Chinese medicine.
So you went to school for quite a few years, yes?
Yep.
And then you came back to the United States and opened a practice, right?
Right. The reason, because
in Texas.
My two brothers, they are doctors too. They are doctors. My two young brothers, they are doctors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you started your practice, this is what you said last week, you were disappointed in how hard it was to heal people with all the medical knowledge that you learned. Am I right?
Yes.
And you started praying in order to get way, you know, God, can you help me? And you heard God answer, and you started doing unusual things in working with people. And you started to get results. Is that accurate?
The problem is I was so frustrated and I cannot treat stage 4 cancer. You know, the people, they have macular degenerative disease or glaucoma and Alzheimer's. And this challenged a chronic disease. I just don't know what to do. And because I don't have knowledge, because I don't know the diagnosis, that's why I ask God what I missed, why the textbook approach didn't work. And God just showed me, he said, well, the textbook diagnosis is very, very superficial. They don't, they think they know pathology, but that pathology is not true. It's all fallacy. This is why when you get to you follow a kind of superficial diagnosis, and there's fallacies and pitfalls. Sure, it won't work. You know, the allopathic medicine, they don't know what to do about the stroke rehabilitation. They're legal blind. They don't know what to do. And people that have, like President Reagan. He has memory loss. He got the Alzheimer's. No one knows what to do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I know diagnosis later on, revealed by God to me.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So I got diagnosis. Then God, he said, I said, God, why I cannot cure those debilitating, life-threatening disease? And the Lord, he said, the God, he said, you were blind. You think you know, but you don't. You were, there's many blind spots. There's a blind spot you don't see. You need to be, your eyes, the eyes of your heart need to be enlightened. Then you can see the true in-depth diagnosis. Then you can solve the problem. It's like the car. For the car problem, you got to know what's wrong with the car. And human beings is more complex than the car. So
now you're practicing, you have a practice, and you have inner guidance telling you things to do, and you start to do them. What happened with the very first patients that you worked on? Because they were expecting a doctor to treat them like a doctor, and you were going beyond being a doctor. What happened to the first patients? Did you start seeing successes right away?
Oh yeah, that's why I was skeptical in the beginning. I just with my scientific mind, I just don't see God's way is going to work. I was skeptical, but I don't have choice because I failed. I cannot break through. So I said, well, as a God, I realize medicine is of divinity. So I follow the divine instructions, which is the Kabbalah.
principle. It's Kabbalah principles. And use light energy. The light, use the light, photon, based, or chi. You may call it photon chi.
Qi is a Chinese word, I think.
That's right. Yeah,
and they talk about qi,
like
qigong.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, qi is like it's like photonic. It's like photon.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but they get my patient get excited. I said, it's so simple. And so I found a way to tackle the complexity with the simplicity, with the photon, with the quantum, with qi technology. I said, wow, that's because they have involved the momentum and also with the speed of light. So I began to study the quantum physics and the quantum mechanics. Wow, that is big. And also Kabbalah principles. And that opened up the height, that just opened up my eyes to see how the God's way can tackle the complex problem. So medicine becomes so complex, the complicated or charged case to become simple, because that's what God does, is he can break down the complexity. When complexity can be broken down, it's like your whole, the complex body, you can break down into the tissues, and you can break down into the organs, you can break down into the molecules and atoms, so the cells, and then you can see the simplicity. You can see the real problem.
Is Reverend Bill next to you right now?
No, he went to Reno. He went home. He was he went home tonight. He wasn't
okay. Okay, because what I've learned about Dr. Ging is he does this work by himself, and he has an associate that is amazing. And his associate does not have medical background, but he has spiritual healing background. He came from a father who was a Filipino spiritual healing. And I've watched the two of them work together on somebody, and things happen that are miraculous, okay? And I don't want to talk about Reverend Bill's particular techniques because it becomes too controversial. But I wanted, if Judy is on the line, Judy is somebody that I've known for many years, and she's been listening to our calls. Judy, hi, can you unmute Judy?
I've been looking her for her. I can't find that line. So, Judy, please press *6. Judy, *6, please.
Okay, am I unmuted?
Yeah, we hear you, Judy.
Okay, I'll just say a few simple words. First of all, I'm in a love glow because of seeing Dr. Ging and Reverend Bill. It was a beautiful experience. And my husband and I are very discerning. Like Wynn says, I've known Wynn and Terry for over maybe 30-something years, and we met on healing journey and I'm looking into healing modalities and techniques and so forth. So we've been, like many of you, we've been in this arena for a long time and been, you know, fairly disappointed most of the time with what's – I mean, not that it's – not some of it's good, but some of it is overly – promises, and some things are good for some people and not for others. But anyway, I want to say that it was a phenomenal, spectacular, high vibrational experience going, you know, seeing them both. And they were in my area, and there was just a lot of hand of God, divine synchronicity. I've been on these calls. I say blessings and love to Terry and Wynn, and there's a lot of love on this call, too. I come, you know, intermittently, and a lot of beautiful souls. So some of you sent different people to that were able to see Dr. King, and but my own experience, and I saw, like Wynn just described very well, amazing phenomena. It just increased my faith. It increased my knowing of the truth of God's presence and what it can do through Dr. King. And as he says humbly, Dr. King and his associate, it's the power of God, and they are the instrument. They are the conduit. And I, my husband and I joined in with this because we could feel the humility, the genuineness, wanting to serve, wanting to heal, and stuff happens. I'll say SHIT happens. Okay, I'll just say that.
Yes.
So we're very grounded. Well, I don't know if we're very grounded, but after this experience, I got to get grounded again. But it was a beautiful healing experience, and seeing is believing. We're very discerning. As I said, I've worked with attorneys. I've worked with, you know, in very grounded type things. I'm sort of not into the new age glow, so to speak. I'm sure many of you have been there, done that. This isn't like that. There's just these are very simple, humble servants of a higher resource who have skill over many years. And I, but the fact that they came to my area through many synchronicities, and that Wynn and Terry had the, you know, kind of, they got it and they were able to pass it on. So, you know, I guess they're going to be in, or Dr. King is going to be in Sedona, but it was a, we had some miracles. I don't like to overstate, but I'm not an easy person to have miracles on, but we did. We got tremendous healing on a practical life level. Dr. King, being an Oriental medical doctor, Chinese doctor, he understands the importance of the liver. We got liver, my husband and I got liver cleaning in a deep way that would not have been possible in the normal everyday life. I could go on and on how hard it is when you're older sometimes to, you know, get the, for me, it's been hard to get the cleansing and the release without the pain, and I did get it, okay? I don't know if you want me to give one testimonial that happened or not really.
Well, I do believe you had a cataract. And I heard, you didn't tell me this directly, but somebody said, Judy said her cataract went away and her vision improved. Is that correct?
Not just me. My two healers came. A doctor that I'm affiliated with for many years, and a healer that I know. And she also had her cataract taken. I was so scared. I told Dr. D, let's do that last. I don't want to go my eyes first. And Dr. King, he was making me be brave. He said, no, go ahead. And then Reverend Williams said, you know, I'd be very gentle. Okay, my husband's praying, I'm praying. And it came out like an angel, like just real, real. And I immediately felt, you know, that is not my only vision thing, but I felt the opaqueness go away, and I ran to the mirror to look at myself. I could see my face in a whole new way. And that was amazing. I looked for the tangible stuff. Some stuff is not as tangible because it's your system. Even when you get your liver clean, it's going to benefit on your whole system, but it takes a while. I'll give you a couple other tangibles. What was my husband of almost 40 years, who I, you know, we just work hand in glove together. He had what's called an esophageal stricture. That means it was genetic, and it means that as you get older, his father had to have an operation to open it, and it makes sure, you know, he has to eat soft food. He has to have liquids with it. That, well, he's right here. He can tell you that was the most remarkable thing. So now he's overdue. I mean, he's not getting sick or anything, but like he couldn't eat like a turkey dog without taking the skin off of it. He couldn't. You know, there were certain things. And he keeps testing it, and like it keeps working, right, honey? Go ahead, tell him.
Yeah, I've been able to literally for the first time in a number of years eat anything and not have any liquid or barely any liquid with it. And doesn't matter what it is, I can eat anything.
I mean, he's not eating crazy, he's still eating healthy. But even with healthy food, this would happen.
And that is, that's a physical impossibility. That can't happen short of an operation. Well, he gave me an operation.
He was able to remove the blockage, let's put it that way. And it was beautiful. What were some of the other? Oh, this is a lot of dramatic stuff. So I would say, right now I am humbled to the power of God. I can't even express my gratitude and my it's just a beautiful thing. I said through the whole thing I was praying. Different prayers were coming, and so were they. Dr. Ging is a beautiful prayer. I love he prays so sincerely, because you have to do this. You have to lift up the energy. You have to have a high vibration. And we joined in with him, and that really made it beautiful. Plus, we had the beautiful atmosphere, you know, with the water and everything. So we're close to the ocean. So it was a beautiful, godly experience. I thank you, Wynn and Terry, for being part of facilitating it. And, right now, my whole thing is the love of God and anything I can do to help somebody. So there you go.
Thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
And I have to tell you guys, when for years Judy and I knew each other, and she always thought that I wanted to get followers. When she first came into our calls, she said, "Oh, Wynn finally has followers." And
I said you were megalomaniac. I said you were a megalomaniac. I talked really directly. Yeah.
Right. Somewhere in me, I knew that I had some kind of spiritual blessing, which I didn't know how to manifest. I knew that God was real, and I knew the other side was real, but I didn't know how it worked. And I was always searching and searching and searching. And then, of course, I ended up having communications with the Elohim. I didn't look for it. You all heard the story, so I'm not going to tell it. But and I had a hard time believing it was real, and it took me a few years. I'm still learning about this interaction with this celestial source that has been helping us all. We're all learning, because it's an amazing interaction. And I thought I would share an email that somebody sent me that also had sessions in Tucson.
Tucson.
A couple of weeks ago, and it's an amazing testimonial. You know what? I want to tell you, Dr. Ging is able to diagnose people over the phone. And if he comes back next week, if he can, we'll do some of that for some of you. And he may even be able to do healings over the phone. And I don't think he's ever explored that. But our sources said that because of his connection with us, that's very possible for him. So we're in an experimental phase of this connection. But we're not going to have time to do any readings or diagnosis of people today. So just hold on and come back next week, and we'll do that if he wants to. But I'll just read this here, and then we have to go. In Jesus' name, I cannot thank Dr. Ging and Reverend William enough. Now, let me just say that I'm sure the Christ energy is behind this work. And
what?
And we're not a Christian organization. Although if somebody is Christian, they can be part of what we're doing, and they don't have to change anything, because it's only a different way of looking at the same thing. But in Jesus' name, I cannot thank Dr. Ging and Reverend William enough. My whole life changed from a mere one-hour appointment. The back pain I have been plagued with for 5 years disappeared by morning. I slept almost 9 hours last night, which is probably more continuous sleep than I've had in a decade. Needless to say, I awoke feeling completely refreshed and rejuvenated. My body actually feels 10 years younger. I was able to go for a 30-minute walk, something I could not do yesterday because I was in so much pain. All of the pressure behind my eye is gone. How can I tell? There's more room behind my right eye, which is now having to re-coordinate its movements again with my left eye, in a good way, not a bad way. In fact, my vision seems improved. I've hardly worn my glasses all day. And I'm not done with this testimonial. I've been diagnosed with everything from irritable bowels to Crohn's disease. All I can tell you now is that my stomach is much flatter, and I had a normal movement this morning. It can't get any better than this. I would trade every doctor and every nurse practitioner I've ever met and solely became their patient forever. But I don't think I need to, as I feel completely healed. All my blessings to you. And, I've heard other reports. Now, some people need more than one session, okay? But I do know it's very important to open up your heart if you're going to have a session here so that you can receive the Spirit. This is not like a holy roller. Do you believe? No, it's an inner thing. And if there's been a couple people that I were holding on and wouldn't let go, and they didn't experience anything happening. And so I think that's the way it works. It's like, now, you don't have to be a believer. You don't, just be open. Be open to the energies and keep your heart open and understand that love is the essence of spiritual healing. And and that's part of it, because he can do things. Pardon me? We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. If Dr. Ging comes, it would be great, but he's driving now, and he pulled over to stop. So do you know the phone number for Whole Planet Healing, Dr. Ging?
Yes, I do.
Because if you could come in on the beginning of it, and you can do a prayer for everybody for healing, if you want to.
What?
I know you've never done anything.